You're listening to The Mindful Experiment. Here's your host, Dr. Vic Manzo. Welcome back to another episode. This is Dr. Vic, and I'm excited that you're here to dive into a topic that I believe through my 6 years of coaching individuals and helping them level up to higher levels, this is the one thing that I have found to be one of the most powerful. And it is something that when we can really grasp this message that I'm going to be sharing today, it can change your life. So I'm excited to share this with you. Before I do, my new program, Unlock Your Greatness, is available to start now. We have registration available. It is open. You can get access to it. We released access on June 9th. So it's a drip system, which means every week when you register, you'll get content that will come out every week. And I do this so that you can really absorb the week. A lot of times we're in a society where we just download all the information as much as we possibly can. And we really don't process and sit with it. So I'm really trying to break that habit a little bit and be able to help individuals in that way. Anyone who listens to the Mindful Experiment will get 25% off the course. I'm only offering that here through this outlet. So check the link in the show notes, and all you have to do is put in the coupon code if you're going to purchase is Mindful Experiment. And that will give you an automatic 25% off. Check it out. It is the last 20 years of what I've been practicing, studying, researching, experiencing, all that put together to really look at how my whole perspective of what got me to want to do this was how can I help individuals? Because I've had more people, especially through the podcast, and I thank you for reaching out to me and asking these things because this is what inspired it. It's like, hey, Doc, you share a lot of good wisdom. I know you don't do coaching for individuals, life coaching and things like that. But is there anything that you do? Is there a program that you may put together that relates to what you do when you talk about like coaching clients and you share these stories? Is there anything that you can do to share with us or me and others or put something together that kind of like sums it up? And I say, you know what? I will. And so this is why I'm very, very excited to bring this to the table. And we'll definitely be a program that will transform you and help you to really tap back in. You're not going to learn anything new in this. That's one thing I want to say. There's no techniques. I'm not teaching you tools and stuff like that. There's too many of those programs out there. And people make it, you know, people have to do what they have to do. But I keep it so simple and I keep it straight to the foundation. And if you just focus on that and what I'm sharing there, that will help you elevate in every aspect of your life. It'll unlock the greatness that you have within you. And so check it out. Let me know if you have any questions. As always, join our Facebook group page. We are growing this page little by little. To really create, like I said, we're going to be starting here very soon, doing these podcasts live there and have interaction. So you want to be part of the conversation. And sometimes if you're available, be live. We'll let you know when we're going to record live. Come join us. So this topic is something that I have, like I said, I've been through this many times. And I've gone through this when I was looking to make big changes. This is where this all began, and I had to let go of who I was. And like Jesus said, you have to die to be reborn. And it's one of those things that when I started to understand the dying process, when I started to get into spirituality or learn ancient wisdom, Vedic tradition, different religions, and I started to learn how you have the phoenix is what really caught my eye. That's why I have my Empower Your Reality business has the phoenix on there. And it was like, you have to die to be reborn. And I was always like, yeah, I get it. It made sense intellectually. But from an experiential standpoint, I had to really, really go through stuff before I could really understand that part. And it's a mantra now that I've been using that will help. It always helps me because what many people do, right, this is what I see in coaching clients. This is what I've seen with patients. It's the same stuff. This is what I love about these things I teach. It's the same stuff. So I'll see it where, let's go with a patient. A patient, let's say they had pain, they've been dealing with it for a while, they're under care. You know, I tell my patients straight up, chiropractic doesn't treat any condition, illness, symptom, or disease. It just doesn't do that. So what happens is they go through this process and they're like, well, doc, you know what? The pain's still there. I still feel it in the morning. I still feel it here. I'm like, stop focusing on it. Most of the time, if you just do that, it goes away. Well, yeah, but then, no, but I have to know so I know if it's changing. Right? You're doing already what you need to do. You're getting adjusted right now. You're helping the body start to heal more, regulate itself better, taking the tension off the nervous system, taking the tension off the body. It's just a matter of time. So don't worry about where you are right now. Focus on who you're going to be in the future. Okay? Same thing with business clients. They want to grow financially, but they've been struggling for years. And they've been hitting, they're burnt out, they're exhausted, they're tired and everything. Well, what ends up happening is let's say 4 months in the coaching, and they're like, doc, you know, I had a low week with this chiropractor. I had a low week with my numbers, or you know, I've been having low weeks, or my bank account's not reflecting. I'm struggling more. This is happening now. And it's like they're focusing on where they are. Okay. I want to share that karma is not what we have made it. Okay. When we believe something, whether if it's true or not, we will, if enough humans put the energy into, they give it life. That's just how powerful we are. This is where I talk about it in the book, my book called Decoding the Matrix, where how we, the people who have the power, we the people have the power. But the problem is we're being influenced drastically by the powers of be who have, and I say that the powers of be, here's what I mean by that. The powers of be are just people who have a huge access to millions and millions of people. And if they can infiltrate something out there, and people hear it over a period of time. This is Hitler's, what was his name? It was one of his big propagandist people. But he said, if you tell a lie long enough and loud enough, people will start to believe it. And it's the same thing in your life. This is not, it's psychology at the end of the day. A belief is just consistent thought over a period of time that you just say, okay, this has to be true. That's all it is. That's a belief. And so when we're looking at these things, this is when we come back now, pull back to karma. Karma does not mean that if you did something wrong or you did something harmful in your past, that it's going to come back and get you later in your future. That does not exist. It never made sense to me growing up. It's like people tell me I'd make a mistake, or let's say I did something. I'm learning. I'm growing. I wasn't the greatest. I wasn't a saint in many ways. But it's one of those things that people be like, oh yeah, karma's gonna come get you. And I'd be like, maybe I haven't evolved emotionally, or I'm not emotionally, my emotional intelligence hasn't got to a certain level there, and I get that at the time when this stuff kind of went on in my past. But it's one of those things where I kept looking and going, but if I'm being genuine who I am right now, I'm just trying to learn and grow, and I'm making mistakes. And not, you know, I'm hindering at the time. I wasn't showing true essence who I am and trusting a process. Only those things that I've learned over time. Then I'm like, how can that come back and give me that? That just not seem right. So I studied karma. When I started studying words, I want to know where did these words come from? What did they really mean? And how did we miss the boat on this? And how is it what it really was? How it broke down. So, and I've talked about this on the podcast many times. I did a whole podcast on how karma, what karma is, and all that. But just to really reference back here, karma just means action. What it means is that the actions you took with thoughts, mind, and physically is where you are in your life now. But your karma can change right here, right now, if you choose different thoughts. If you choose more important that thought, but more vibration that you like to have, more excitement, enthusiasm, bliss, stillness, peace, joy, and focus your energy there, then all of a sudden your karma will shift and change because you're gonna. This is what I want to experience. This is what I'm choosing, and then you're putting the action to support that. And so karma is going to work with you. That's law of attraction at the end of the day. And so understand that, because what I want to share is this, and this is a quote. I'm going to read it. I wanted to make sure I had every word properly done right here. So it says, "I am not who I was. I am who I choose to be." Okay. I am not what I was. I am who I choose to be. Every morning, I want you to wake up and say that to yourself. No matter what happened yesterday, the good, the bad, the ugly, because there's many blessings you've had. You have many blessings right now. If you're listening to this, you're alive. That's a blessing in itself. take a look at your age. Many people didn't even get to that point. So just know there's blessings in all this stuff. But it's understanding that your past does not matter. What matters is right here and how you choose to be. And when I say choose to be, this is very powerful here. It's the being element, which means it's a vibration, it's a frequency. And how do you tap into that? It's through the emotion. What is the emotion that you want to experience? What does it look like? What is that feeling? You know, I'm on a mission this year has been about no matter what happens in my life, and no matter what's showing up, I choose stillness and peace. Now, I will tell you, I'm very strong. I have no problem with high things. I haven't been the best with that this year. It has been a challenge because I always love when you, for me at least, when I say, hey, universe, God, Allah, whatever you want to call it, the label doesn't matter, infinite source. When I say, hey, this isn't what I want, this is my main focus this year. Man, does it come. I'll tell you, it really works the energy systems. And the reason why, because my intention is to really work on this and really to create that. And so what it does is the energy is going to go to my blockages that have that where I'm not allowing that. It's not something I have to become better at. Okay? That's a terminology I want to make sure I'm very clear. I had a guy I talked to over 13 years now, and I remember he used to say, we don't have to be better. He's like, brother, you don't have to get better at anything. I was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about, man. If I got to get better at speaking, I got better at this. He's like, no. That's a block. You're going to be chasing something you'll never get. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you are already brilliant within you. You just got to remove the blockages to get there. And I was like, oh, yeah, everything's within, right? He's like, exactly. And even though I understood intellectually, it took me a couple of years later to be like, no, I totally get this. So it's not about becoming better. You don't have to become better. What you have to do is just peel back the layers and tap more into that greatness which you have within. That's why I love the course I've created, because it's so much into that. So, but long story short, you're choosing. I'll let you know how powerful that is. I could teach a whole massive course just on this one statement. Because when you choose, you're not reacting to life anymore. You're responding, which means you're choosing. Okay. Because a lot of times people get into the law of attraction stuff and they go, oh yeah, okay, so it's the emotion, right? So a lot of people are getting into that now. They're talking about the emotion, how that's so important. I say, yeah, emotion's great. Only one part of the equation. Because the thing is if you go into the emotion side and you say, oh, this is what I want to be, I just want to be happy. Well, you don't know what your happiness is, so don't even say that, right? I want to have joy, okay? What does joy feel like to you right now? When was there a time in your life you had joy? What did it look like? What were you doing? How did your body feel? Okay. I want to bring somatic awareness or body awareness to this. You know, this stuff's powerful. You want to have anti-aging? You want to feel younger? You don't need supplements. You don't need any of that stuff. I'm not saying this is not important. I take them. But you don't need any of that. They did a study. I don't know if it was the 1950s. These people were from, it had to be 1950s. So what they wanted to do is they took a level of their blood and analyzed all these things. And then what they did is they got 1950, they looked at pictures of them in the 1950s. They got clothes that mimicked what they were wearing. They put them in a room that looked like they were in the 1950s. Four to the T, everything. They played only 1950s music, the jukebox, whatever was available at the time. They put them all in that. And they did an experiment. They let them have a night and they enjoyed themselves. What beverages were available at the time? They went all to the nine on this. They did the detail, touch of the detail is amazing. What they did then is after they checked their blood again, they wanted to look and see their physiological factors. Basically look and see, did they become younger from the measurements of what they did? And I'm butchering the study a little bit. I know there's some more details and there's better wording on this. If I find the study, I'll put it in the show. What they found out was everyone that was there got younger. Okay? The way they can handle stress was at a younger age. Their physiological age got younger by just doing that. How powerful is that? Right? So when I say you choose, you got to know in your head what that You got to tell your brain, because your brain is a brilliant thing. We've programmed it wrong, and we've done so many things to it that we shouldn't have. And so when people say my mind is my mind won't be quiet, or my mind, I got to kill my ego, or I got to fight my brain, my mind, because it's like, oh, you don't stop. It's a battle you're never going to win. The key factor is you got to learn how to use the brain in a different way. And so what I used to teach in my first program I did in coaching was like, you got to tell the brain what that looks like. So it knows what to recognize. It'll let you know. And then you'll feel it. So it's choose. When you say you're going to choose joy, what does that look like for you? Not what you've seen at a movie. Oh, I'll talk about a movie in a minute here. Not what, you know, someone else tells you it is. I said, what does it mean to you? What does that look like? So try to remember a time in your past when you were in joy, a state of joy. And what was happening? Not saying, let me go back, like you create a block there. It's not saying what was happening in your life that created joy. That's what I'm asking. What was inside you that you felt joy to go experience something? Right? So let's say like you just were like, hey, you know, I'm in the mood to, I want to just be here in the moment. This somewhat helps me when I'm with family a lot. And, when I say family, my wife, my daughter. And like, there's a certain laugh she does. And it'll immediately just put me in this state. Right? Pure bliss, right there. And I'll just really get present and just soak everything I can in that moment. What we're doing, how with my wife, the moment that we're at, where we're at, Yeah, baby number two on the way, and yet I'm just pushing her on the swing, and I'm just like soaking the moment. I can see it right now in my head: blue skies, green grass, nice warm sunny day in Tennessee. And that moment brings so much joy to my heart. But again, it sounds like I'm looking out in, right? But it's also finding the joy through the painful moments. And how do you find the bliss in that? That's how you choose your joy. Does that make sense? It could be the death of a loved one. It could be struggles in a business or financial hardship or loss of a job. How do you find the joy and appreciation of that experience? That's what I mean by choosing joy. That's what I mean to choose to be. That's deep stuff. Most people in the world, how you've been conditioned and what you do with your brain, is you're always looking out. And the world has to be a certain way for me to feel that joy, for me to feel the sadness or upset or frustration or whatever. And all day long, all we're doing is looking out and defining it from there. And you're never in control. You'll never be in control. You'll never know what you want. Because that's a game that you're going to lose time and time again. Because you'll never find stillness and peace. So let me take a step back. When I said stillness is when I'm focusing on peace, it means I find that no matter what shows up. No matter what's present, I'm going to choose stillness and peace. And let me tell you, things have been coming up that I sit there and I'm like, whoa, okay. But yet, I'll do some breath if I need to. I'll ground. I'll do stuff just to help me. Calm, I call the horses inside me. It's a wrench in the rev. There we go. And it's just like, you need to just calm that down and breathe. And then get back to my stillness and say, I choose stillness no matter what. I have the opportunity to experience. That's a blessing in itself. It's not easy. Spiritual practices or this kind of work, working on yourself, it's never been really easy. It's easy in the context of how to do it. It's just hard because we've been going, the programming of what we've done to our brain over the thousands of years and how we look at things nowadays, especially in information age and with things, with social media and all this mind stuff, it makes it a lot harder. You've learned something wrong. You programmed your brain to do things how it was unintentionally designed to be. And now we have this program built in that is making life not as fun. Not fun inside. most people aren't truly blissful and happy within, because they're looking outside trying to help make the world fit what they want, make themselves feel okay. And that's just the recipe for disaster. So I hope this helps. I hope you really grasp. You know, I'm going to read the quote again. I am not who I was. I am who I choose to be. Okay? Don't forget that. You get to choose every single day. Every single time something shows up, you don't react. You respond. It becomes a game changer. Thank you as always. My name is Dr. Vic. If you love this content, check out the workshop that I got for the online class. It's 10-weeker. And I'm telling you, I'm bringing it. It's going to be about 7 to 9 hours of video content, journaling content. I'm going to have some mindfulness in there. Many different things to help you on the journey. It's simple wisdom, but it's wisdom that will help you really unlock that greatness. And if you just go back to it and practice it day in and day out, just like one thing a little share to share with you today, there's many more of that in there to really help you unlock that greatness. It has to be better. Just to express more of who you already have, an amazing human being, an amazing soul that you are. You know, there's no other two like you in the whole entire universe, in the whole universe. So that's how amazing you are. And so my purpose of that course is to help people just really experience. If you want to learn more, go ahead and get there. Don't forget, you get 25% off the Mindful Experiment, and you'll go ahead and get 25% off the course. Appreciate you guys. Much love.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.